This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
And guess who makes me work every Saturday in the 9 a.m. hour? Sean Horn. He starts preparing for this show, I think, the moment he leaves the radio station on Saturday. And I got some email earlier from him this week, and I have my script prepared, everything I need to know. So as I reach back here to get my script to the show, we'll let him begin, because it's your time to say good morning to everybody listening on the radio. And of course, along with FM 100.1 and of course, AM 1020 radio.com app, telling your smart speaker to play News Radio KDK. They're watching on Facebook. So Sean, it's great to have you here. And don't forget 888-818-6334. Call those live representatives till noon today. How are you?
I'm doing great, sir. How are you?
I am fantastic.
You look great. I see that the diet is working well for you, and I'm obviously happy to be
here. Let me ask you something about this, and we're all into health, okay?
Yeah.
And I was thin for many, many years, and then found real comfort in food for a couple of years. And you know how easy it is.
I do.
So I'm about a month into this thing, and I have my young son who's kind of cheering me on. He's 21 and works out like his father used to work out at 21. So he understands all about nutrition and stuff. When do you get to that point, because you've been there too, that you stop thinking a lifesaver is a slice of pizza? I mean, and you really have found the zone, if you will.
It took me about 8 months, and it was pretty hardcore because I'm an Irish guy. I love potatoes and anything carb-related I love, so it was pretty tough for me, but eventually it just gets to a point where you're living comfortably within your means, kind of like the financial sense, and you budget your calories and you're burning as you go. It'll make sense for you. It'll be more comfortable here soon.
But just like maybe every once in a while, a slice of pizza or a meatball.
Oh, yeah.
Wait. A meatball is a treat. This show is a treat for me because, as I mentioned, you know, many times health issues pop up when you get older, and I'm soon to be 64. I want to make sure I do everything right when it comes to Medicare, and that's your job at MediConnect, helping people make the right choices during the biggest time in their life, supposed to be the most enjoyable, but if you don't make the right decisions, it can be a little difficult and damaging, so that's why you want to use MediConnect.
I mean, I'm right from this show, I'm headed to the office to help out two listeners of our radio program who are getting on a Medicare for the first time and need to know kind of what direction to head in. So yeah, this is very important stuff. And right now we are inside the annual enrollment period, which is only lasting another month. I mean, 4 weeks from today, it is over. And, you know, it's kind of a new day here, Rob. We finally, at least on a civil end, we have the election in our rear view. So now we can kind of pay attention to our own individual needs a little bit more. And it's a good time to be in Pittsburgh and you know, with the Steelers being the last undefeated team in the league. And then we have the hated Dallas Cowboys coming with their third string quarterback. I mean, all those folks that got to live through the the Steelers of the 70s and that rivalry, they should really enjoy this weekend's game.
Or 1995 that we'll never forget.
I don't like to talk about that. But yes, you're right about that. But yeah, so really, now that the election is kind of behind us and in the rear view, we really got to pay attention to our own individual needs now when it comes to Medicare. And Rob, I was on a few weeks back, and we're going to talk about this at length in the third segment. But I've been running like crazy the last couple weeks, and I'm constantly coming across people who are saving financial. I mean, they're putting a lot of financial freedom back in their pocket based off of the reduced premiums that are coming out for 2021. And then the coverage, it's very similar from one program to another. It is so competitive. So really today we're going to spend a lot of time talking about that again, as far as the potential savings. I mean, Look, there's a listener to the show who her brother is named Ed, who called into the radio, you know, called into our office, met with Ramsey, and I was in attendance. And this gentleman's paying $170 a month for his health care. And then when he said, here's what I need, we put a program in front of him that costs $30 a month and takes care of everything the exact same way.
That's incredible.
It is. And really what it comes down to, Robin, why we're going to spend a lot of time talking about this is the insurance companies know that people who've been on Medicare for a little while, they get comfortable. So they don't roll out the red carpet to you anymore. They're busy attracting new members and so forth. Well, the beauty of Medicare is every single year, if you play your cards right or deal with an organization like MediConnect, we can roll that red carpet out for you to make sure you're getting exactly what you need. Again, we're going to dive into that hardcore in the third segment when we talk about that. But I want to remind our listeners, if you have questions you'd like to get some answers to on our show here today, you're more than welcome to call into the studio. I'll be happy to answer anything you have. But also, our advisors are standing by through the lunch hour. They're going to be there. I got three in office right now ready to answer any question you have. 888-818-6334.
That's a great resource, too. Let me thank you for doing that because, you know, a lot of times I do these shows and when people leave, we start getting calls here.
Yeah.
So it's nice to know that you guys are still sticking there through the lunch hour.
Yeah, I mean, and that's the beauty of kind of our partnership that we've noticed. Look, we've been here with you now for a little over 2 years.
Great.
And we're proud of that. Not a lot of organizations can say that. And we're not that we're not that company that has hired Joe Namath as our spokesperson to have you call into a call center in Nebraska.
You know I love MediConnect, but enough beating up Joe Namath, okay? I love Joe Namath.
I got you. But what I'm trying to say is he's working for an organization that has a call center in Nebraska. The other ones that are calling or that are advertising like crazy right now, they're in Texas.
But let me just say this to cut to the chase. With all due respect, it's about the hometown team.
It is. It really is. I mean, look, I know the hospital systems because I use them myself.
Like, right.
I'm a lifelong resident of South Hills of Pittsburgh. So.
And you have somebody near and dear to you that actually knows them even better than you.
Quite a few, actually.
Right.
My wife is an employee.
That's what I was saying.
My brother was. My sister-in-law. I have a long
history
with these hospital systems. And as a result, you know, we know them. We utilize them. We know what the access points need to be for the people who are on Medicare. And look, things do pop up. You talked about that. And we don't have a crystal ball to know when something
is
going to happen.
Well, listen, this is what you need to understand. If you're my age, I'm 63. I'll be 64 in January. One of my best friends just turned 64. We had a conversation the other day about time standing still. Started looking back to realize how long our parents have been gone, mm-hmm. all where our kids are now and how they're grown and making that next step. But the thing that nobody's guaranteed anything, but one thing I could almost say, I'll give you a 50-50 chance, there's a better chance me pulling a muscle today than you. So you've got
potentially.
To, well, no, it's a fact. I mean, I don't want to think it either. You know, I was talking about my 21-year-old son. He's doing, you know, the leg lifts and everything that I used to do. And today's my upper body day, tomorrow's my legs. And
right.
Cardio. I did all that. But the bottom line is if you put me side by side with him, I'm not going to last more than 20 minutes compared to what he's doing right now because it's chronologically ages in his favor. So that's why you have to have a great plan to have a success if the need arises, and there's a very good chance that need could arise.
We're blessed to live where we do. We have amazing healthcare systems and doctors and hospitals.
And we're blessed to have MediConnect, too.
Well, thank you for that. But, I mean, truly, the health, you know, the people that are responsible for keeping people's health in line on a day-to-day basis around here, we're blessed to live where we do. I mean, truly. But what we're going to talk a lot about in the second segment here, Rob, is how to make sure that you can access all of what's available in our backyard. Because even though that agreement was struck a couple years ago between the two giants,
right?
There's a lot of gray area.
Unanswered stuff still?
There really is. And
see, I never heard that.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that at length in the next segment here because a lot of people still aren't aware. And look, there's things happening and there's hospitals popping up all over the place that these health, you know, UPMC and Allegheny Health Network are building onto their network access. So, and they're popping up in strongholds of the rival. So, I mean, you want to be able to access these things that are in your backyard if necessary. So, but you are right about that. I mean, look, again, when we get older, things typically happen in our health that we need to just pay a little bit more attention to.
Day to day.
So we're going to worry about the day-to-day stuff. We're also going to think about the bigger end items as well, just in case. And hopefully nobody we're talking to today is dealing with that. But Yeah, we want to make sure that you have full access to whatever you need right here in Pittsburgh.
All right, now listen, I want you to call him now. This guy is off the charts, his knowledge, his passion, second to none. I always enjoy being with everybody from MediConnect, but Sean and I have a special relationship since day one, and I think he'll agree to that.
Absolutely.
So call us right now, 866-391-1020, 866-391-1020, or of course, 888-818-MEDI, you can call them. Listen, we're going to come back. We have a lot to get to, but those advisors are there through noon today, 888-818-6334. And whatever you need, call them right now. We'll be back. Comprehensive benefit packages for under $50.
Yeah, absolutely.
Please explain that. That's a fact?
It is a fact. The most comprehensive benefit packages for 2021 are going to range in premium from $0 to $50.
Okay.
That's it. That's the story.
How is that possible?
Well, it's possible because competition is so fierce. And that's a great thing for the Medicare beneficiaries.
So, but are we getting the bells and whistles that we need in most cases for that kind of money?
Actually, more often than not, you're getting more bells and whistles for that money. Look, I'm going to talk about Ed in Pleasant Hills one more time.
There's
a gentleman that I saw this past week who was paying $170 a month for his plan. And when we went in and talked to him and did a comparison side by side, the benefit structure that he needed moved forward in 2021, it cost $30 a month. And when we did a side by side comparison on co-pays, he was actually benefiting more in some areas with the $30 a month plan. I know, shocking, right?
So you mean to tell me he's going to save $140 a month now?
And crazily enough, yes, but he also had a dental program on top of his health care that cost him $40 a month. The program we offered to him includes...
Not the dental, too.
It includes dental.
Come on, Sean.
I kid you not. And this is the thing we're so passionate about bringing to our listening audience and those joining us on Facebook Live on the MediConnect page is because... Those of you who've been on Medicare for 10, 15 years, and as we were talking about during the break, Rob, you see it as a nuisance. Like, oh, here comes those books again. I guess it's
not me. I'm looking forward to it.
I know, but you're the anomaly.
Maybe I'll change. Maybe it'll change.
You will. Most likely people do. And because, look, it's hard to see where your doctors are going to end up working out, how your medications are going to be covered. All of this is a puzzle that needs to be assembled in front of you in a way that makes sense. And that is a daunting task that we at MediConnect are very happy to be able to take on for the listeners. So, look, if you are somebody who's been on Medicare for 5, 10, 15, 20 years, and you haven't really done a review as of late within the last year or two, we absolutely need to hear from you because you are throwing money away on your health care.
Can I just tell you one other thing, and I mentioned this before you came on the air, just how wonderful your clients are as listeners are. And you tell me all the time that so many people listen to this show.
Absolutely.
We had a gentleman who worked on the railroad, mm-hmm. Who's from Greensburg, who gave me a couple of what they call badges. And let me just kind of, for the Facebook audience, let me reach here into my pocket. These were what you got when you worked in pins, if you will, for various railroads in the region. And this is from Monongahela, the railroad that once was known as the Monongahela Connecting Railroad Company. I just want to thank him because he knew at one time I was very passionate about monorail running and the railroads in general in this region where there's many people on Medicare after a long years of service, people like Conrail and now Norfolk Southern and CSX. So to all my railroad friends out there, you're retired, you need Medicare, you need help, it's MediConnect. But this is the type of people that you deal with, and that's what makes your job so much more easy, right?
It is. I mean, they're everyday people. These are our neighbors. It's our community. So what it really comes down to from the MediConnect standpoint is we want to make sure that those people who are retired and living on fixed incomes and, Robin Peter to pay Paul when it comes to do I pay for my medications or do I pay for my groceries?
Do you realize what you did for Ed?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He's probably still ecstatic. He probably doesn't even care who wins the election.
I would say that's probably true.
He's happy.
I mean, that's a life-changing, saving, but a life-changing type of, put back into his account every single month. I mean, and again, we're lacking nothing in coverage when he did that. So that is very powerful. I know we're going to talk about networks in a segment, but there was another situation I came across where there was a veteran I met with out at the Panera at Pleasant Hills this past week. He was on a $0 plan and doing very well for himself with
his
that plan. It was a $0 plan. He's a veteran and he had a $0 plan and he was doing okay.
Okay.
But then when we got to talking to him about what he could potentially benefit from, he used our services and got another $0 plan, but one that is specifically designed for veterans that puts $40 a month back in your pocket in Part B premium.
Love it.
Because right now, most people are paying about $144 a month. Well, now, next year, his premium is going to be closer to $100 instead of what everyone else is going to have to pay. And it's to thank him for his service and everything that he, the freedoms we're able to enjoy. So that is massive. But again, I wanted to talk a little bit about networks because we did the
one of the most... Before you do that, remind everyone, nobody pays you.
Nobody ever does. There's okay. No advisory fee ever. Or obligation when it comes to, getting some questions answered. So that's what we're here for. But want to talk a little bit about networks because, Rob, I'm not sure if people understand how fortunate we are to live where we do. I take it for granted sometimes. I'll be very honest with you. And really what it comes down to is because of where we live, we want to make sure that people have the access they need to for when things do pop up in their house. And let me bring up an example here. Obviously, in this region, when you're diagnosed with cancer, we all know where everybody runs, right? Hillman Center over in Shadyside. Beautiful facility.
The best.
They do great work. It's truly a remarkable operation they have going on over there. Thank goodness for everything they've done for our community. Because we did have the American Cancer Society on during the summer, you'll remember.
I do remember.
And they told us that Allegheny County is one of the hardest hit communities for cancer diagnosis. So we really need this type of service. Well, not a lot of people realize that Allegheny General Hospital built on a cancer institute to their hospital.
I do know that.
Do you know who it was backed by?
Tell me.
Johns Hopkins.
That I did know now that you brought that up. I did not realize that. Okay, I know they had a partnership, though.
So when you think about living where we do.
That's massive.
It is. Now we have opportunities all over the place to try to extend quality of life and diagnosis and prognosis when it comes to, these type of devastating diseases. So being fortunate in where we live, what we don't want to have happen to the people we work with, we don't want your insurance company to lock you out of one of these facility centers that you may need to access if something bad does pop up. And with the insurance...
So access is as big as key as dollars and cents.
Absolutely.
Okay.
You need to make sure that your doctors and hospitals do work now, yes. But again, if something pops up and you want to be able to get a second opinion or you don't like the initial diagnosis you're getting and you just want to clarify to make sure that's what we're dealing with, you want to be able to access different providers in order to get that. So that is massive all by itself. But then also wanted to touch on the fact that a couple years ago when the two giants of the city were fighting it out and thankfully it kind of quieted down, we're about 8 years away from that agreement expiring, by the way. But not a lot of people realize that if you have UPMC, you cannot go to Allegheny Health Network. A lot of people think, they settled it. I can still do what I was used to doing. That is not
true. So this is one of those misnomers that you were talking about.
Absolutely. And a lot of people don't realize that it was a kind of a one-way agreement. UPMC does not travel into the Allegheny Health Network. So, and again, many people who have UPMC, they're loyal to them, and I understand why. If you're up north, along 28 or in the North Hills area, or you're out east, that's all that's around you. So I understand the loyalty there, and they do have great programs and great doctors and hospitals. So I understand why that loyalty does remain. But again, for most people, I would just want to have the access to whatever I need right in my backyard.
Hey, before we get to the break, by the way, if you want to talk to him today, if you're in the midst of this open enrollment, 65 years of age, you need help, you need some answers, 866-391-1020. But the best resource, 888-818-MEDI, 888-818-6334. Call them. They're there through noon today. MediConnectInsurance.com. Rudy in the North Hills will get to you in a moment. But talk about these new to Medicare events, and then we'll go to break. Go ahead.
Every Tuesday evening at 6 o'clock at our headquarters out in the Robinson area, 300 Bilmar Drive, Suite 200. Whether it be Lance or myself, I'm scheduled to do it this upcoming week, where we welcome those of you who are going to be newly eligible for Medicare and you need the information broken down on a level that you can understand. So we do have in-person seminars where we practice all of the guidelines necessary to keep everybody safe. But 6 o'clock every Tuesday evening, you can find out more information by going to MediConnectInsurance.com and clicking on the seminars tab.
reminding all of you that MediConnect has those live advisors standing by right now through the lunch hour to help you with all of your questions. 888-818. That's 888-818-6334. That's 888-818-6334 if you have any questions. And remember, we stream live on Facebook on their Facebook page. That page is very interactive. All sorts of things you can find out there. But that website is essential as well, MediConnectInsurance.com. I guess in the 30 seconds before the break, what people need to know, no matter what their thought process, no matter what their question is, there is someone at MediConnect that can get an answer for.
Without a doubt. And we'll make it easy for them to understand if they're in the best situation possible, or if there's some enhancements they can look at, we can break that all down easily.
And if you don't really want to mess around with what's happening with the whole COVID thing, they'll come to you, and they have other ways for you to plug into what they do as well. 888-818-6334, or call us at 866-391-1020. We'll be back. All right, we are back. It's Rudy in the North Hills. And ladies and gentlemen, this is MediConnect, the Senior Zone. 888-818-6334. They're standing by. Rudy, you're on the air with Sean Horn, Rob Pratt. Good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you guys doing today?
Doing very well. Good morning to you.
I have a couple of questions. I'm 68 years old, okay? I've been on Medicare since I turned 65. That was an automatic. When I hit 65, I started collecting my Social Security at 62, so that automatically kicked in at 65 for me.
Okay.
For those 3 years, I just had Medicare Parts A and B.
Okay.
I chose not to take the drug prescription deductible from Medicare. I don't take any drugs whatsoever or anything like that. I chose this year, however, a UPMC for Life plan. That's a no RX plan with zero per month premium, no deductible, but the maximum out-of-pocket responsibility is $7,550.
Mm-hmm.
Now, all of the UPMC for Life plans, including my wife has one that's $40 a month for the premium, but all of their plans are $7,550 for the maximum out-of-pocket. And I was wondering, last year, it was only about $4,500 or so for my wife's plan for the out-of-pocket. Fortunately, we're in reasonably good health. But, boy, why do they jump that up so much?
That is a great question. We didn't have many in-depth discussions with UPMC about why that may be. There's some general thoughts that it might have to do with the fact that end-stage renal is no longer going to be underwritten on Medicare Advantage plans, so therefore they're kind of preparing for people who need dialysis and so forth because it's a very expensive level of care. But I do know exactly what you're talking about, Rudy, and I will tell you, too, because you're somebody who doesn't want a drug plan right now, because if you did sign up for one at this point, you would be penalized because you didn't pick it up when the government thought you should. So because of your situation and the fact that you really don't want one, I would strongly encourage you to call into the office right now at 888-818-6334, because you may be somebody that could benefit even more with one of these Part B payback plans that are now available, since that's the kicker to it, is if you're somebody who doesn't need a drug plan, they're giving you money.
I've been looking into that.
Yeah, what's that?
I have been looking into an independent drug plan in case I would need something like that. But right now, for now, I'm in a very good position where I don't have that need. And if I did have that need, I could probably take care of it.
Well, that's good to hear. Yeah, absolutely. So again, like I said, because of your position, you could get Part B premium dollars back every single month, about 40 or so a month. And again, we can assess all of that for you, and again, we may be able to look at a program that has a significantly lower maximum out-of-pocket to help you out on that front. But again, we have advisors standing by through the noon hour. It doesn't cost you anything. I really strongly encourage you to call them now.
And Rudy, just let me give you some advice, friend to friend here, and I consider everybody that calls me on this show family or friend. Hey, why spend your hard-earned money? You earned that. I mean, let them try to find a way to get it done for you through Medicare. I mean, hang on to as much of that money as you can. You worked for it,
sure.
And you earned every penny of it, sir. So enjoy. And that's the thought process you have to have. Look, even if you have money, you might need that for a family member, a friend, even yourself. Or maybe you just want to go to a casino and blow it. You deserve it. You know
right,
what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
I mean, you deserve it. Let Medicare help you. This is what you work for.
Look, we are always, we're passionate. That's one of the things that gets us out of bed is the fact that we don't care what walk of life you come from. And we mean that with all due respect. We deal with
how many
everybody.
Zeros you have to enter name. None of that matters.
It doesn't matter to us. Because at the end of the day, what we feel passionate about is the fact that you shouldn't be paying more for your health care than you need to. You didn't retire and build up this retirement account and, you know, the lifestyle that you have to devote more money to your insurance premiums, right? I mean, quit digging into your pocket deeper and deeper whenever there are means out there to help you further.
Listen, you got to get to a point in your life, oh, I'll just write a check for it. You got to get to a point in your life where you start to say, I need to write a check to me.
Yes.
You need to enjoy your life. I used to try to tell my parents that all the time. Live your life. You worked for it. You earned it. All right, here we go, folks. Don't forget, our phones are getting busy, but you can call them at 888-818-MEDI, 888-818-6334. Here's Jim in Saxonburg. Jim, how are you? Welcome to News Radio KDKA.
Good. How are you guys today?
Good.
Doing very well.
Yeah, I had a question. Currently, I am being treated out at Hillman, but I'm looking for a policy, and I'm not 65 yet, but I'm trying to do my homework, that's going to cover the Tier 4, Tier 5 level drugs that are typically administered there. And I was wondering if you had any policy recommendations for something like that.
Yeah, I mean, there are options for you available for sure. And I would, again, we have the advisor standing by right now. I can't get into too specifics because I just don't have my computer pulled up. If you're watching Facebook Live, you'll see all I have is this piece of paper here. So,
yeah, I'm the one with all the papers, and I don't even work for the company. Anyway, go ahead.
But I, unfortunately, I don't have it pulled up, so I can't look into it. But, yes, there are ways that you can get assistance with these types of medications, and you know, and I'm sorry for whatever you're going through. You're in our prayers, and hopefully things.
No, thank you. It's not a problem. It's just an effort that you do every day.
Gotcha. Well, I appreciate that mindset for sure. But yeah, I mean, call in. You deserve the help. And if there's anything we can do along the way to make this easier for you, that's exactly what we do.
Okay, here I come again. Joe Q Public, just with some observations from someone out there fighting the same fight every day, Jim. You know, one of the things that I have found, and I deal with the CVS in my town, and I deal with the Walgreens across the river because I used to deal there all the time. It's one or two, no more than those two. You'd be amazed, if you have a question, how many of these pharmacists are very willing to take the time, if they're not real busy, to help you. And that's a great tool, a great asset. And they're educated in a lot of these things because they do it every day. So sometimes you can still find answers by just simply asking that question at the window or when you step up to the counter, right?
That's absolutely true. I mean, this community is unbelievable. We're always out to help each other wherever possible. So you probably could get some advice that way as well. Here at MediConnect, that's our passion. We want to make sure that people don't have to pay too much for the healthcare. And look, bad situations pop up for people all the time, unfortunately. But that doesn't mean that you just have to keep throwing money out the window. I mean,
can't do it.
You can't. I mean, at some point, you have to have some sort of livelihood behind it. So let us help you with that. Absolutely, Jim. And again, God bless you. Hopefully things are go well for you, and please give them a call.
Well, let me tell you something else, too, that I didn't find out until just, you know, you talk to people that are in your age group that deal with these things. It's amazing the price difference in copays and flat out what you have to pay if you can't get a copay because insurance doesn't cover it when it comes to prescriptions.
I mean, those are some of the devils in the details, unfortunately. And again, it's overwhelming. I mean, you think the script I give you is big. Wait until you turn Medicare eligible and you start getting all this information. It is overwhelming. And they almost do it to confuse you further. And
is it legalese? Why do they do? Oh, that's what I. Okay.
Yes, it is. They're talking in jargon that most people don't deal with on a daily basis.
They're just trying to cover all bases.
Pretty much.
It makes sense.
They said they did what we did. We gave them what we needed to. Here's that mail. Well, here, look, I grew up on the south side of Pittsburgh. Well, on occasion, I can throw a little bit of yinzer in there, but oftentimes I'm able to, you know, keep that away. But I'll talk on a level that you can understand. And that is the passion of what we have going for us. I mean, this is confusing. It's hard. Change is hard. our listening audience doesn't like change, and I get it. But quit being a victim to the insurance companies. Quit paying more than you have to.
Can I tell you what this reminds me of? And then I know you want to talk about breaking down Medicare coverage and all sorts of things as far as dollars and cents. But 888-818-6334, and you do not pay MediConnect anything. It's free. MediConnect, 888-818-6334. You were talking about Ed in Pleasant Hills.
Mm-hmm.
Do you realize what this reminds me of because it's so competitive? And that's why I've always stressed working class jobs and more plants and more manufacturing. People on Medicare, many of them are paying what their parents were paying when they were growing up in the 50s and 60s, when it was plentiful as far as working class jobs and it was competitive. So everybody tried to use that as an enticement to get people to come to work for that steel mill as opposed to that steel mill.
Absolutely.
We're seeing opportunities now with Medicare that people are paying, in many cases, the most affordable rates they paid in the last 30, 40 years.
I mean, Brian has been very passionate about our company president.
Brian Breisinger.
Yeah, when he was on with you a few weeks back, he was very passionate about saying, if you're paying more than zero for your Medicare Advantage plan, we need to hear from you. And that message still rings loud. But there's a lot of people out there that they may need a little bit enhanced coverage when it comes to the hospital. Heaven forbid you have to go into the hospital for a few days. Well, you may be able to get a flat copay for going to the hospital if you pay a premium that's, you know, $20, $30, $40 a month, which, again, for most of the people listening in on this show right now, is far less than what they're currently paying for their insurance.
Listen, when I was your age, I never even noticed a hospital. Now I have an overnight bag packed. Because you know what? You just don't know.
You don't.
You got to be prepared. Extra toothbrush, everything. Because it doesn't mean anything bad. I'm not wishing on you.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you what, if you have to go to the hospital and say you need to be admitted, and you know that this isn't going to cost you what it would if you were just doing your regular thing, working for your employer or whatever, and you were under 65, you rest a little easier.
Without a doubt. Without a doubt. And look, let me bring up this example too, because we're spending a lot of time talking about Medicare Advantage plans, but let me break down something else that will probably blow your mind too.
Okay.
I met with a lovely lady named Kitty, lives out in the North Hills, and she has a Medicare supplement, great coverage, and she had a separate prescription drug plan.
Right.
Well, when we looked at her drug plan and then compared it versus what is available for 2021, because she hadn't looked in the last 3-4 years, she just figured, oh, I'll deal with what I got going on. It took me 10 minutes. That was it. It took me 10 minutes to find her $1,500 in savings next year.
That's like winning the lottery.
I mean,
here's $2. You want to play the number for me?
No, I'm not that lucky. But think about that. So that savings in her prescription drugs that she's going to be paying next year can largely pay for her Medicare supplement premium next year.
That's more money for the grandkids, more money for yourself. That's why I love what you guys do. Helen, who wants to talk about Advantage plans,
sure,
from Forest Hills, will do that. Give you a minute. Just, we've been talking about so much, but the most important thing is for people to make the call.
Make the call. Quit getting taken advantage of by your insurance company. Let us make sure that the plan you're on is the one that is going to best represent you moving forward. And if it is, we'll pat you on the back and tell you you've done a good job and not bother you any longer. But it is at least worth a phone call to make sure you're getting the savings that you're entitled to. 888-818-6334. Live Advisors standing by right now through the noon hour.
Back with more in a moment. All right, our next stop on MediConnect Senior Zone is Helen in Forest Hills. Helen, how are you? Good morning, and thanks for holding on.
Hi. I just turned the radio on a little while ago. Did you discuss traditional Medicare plans? It seemed like a year ago you said that they were going to do, you'd have to go into an Advantage plan. Is that still going to happen?
That was not our radio show. I can promise you that. We are,
okay.
Yeah, we do in no way, shape, or form are we advocating for any type of information like that, because that's absolutely false.
All right. Thank you very much for the phone call. Now, it's all yours. I'm going to give you a couple of minutes, and I'm going to watch you do your thing. Go.
Oh, man, I was looking for a breather right now.
No, okay, I'll give you a breather. Here's my question to you.
Sure.
This is a very important question. Hospital stays.
Mm-hmm.
And we all have heard the story. They don't let you stay as long because certain providers don't want you there as long. And they also want you up and back into your life. If I say to you, look, the biggest thing on my mind is a long hospital stay. I know when you go to the ER for a round of tests, when that bill comes back.
Yeah.
You know, I know what co-pays are when you go visit your doctor. I know when that comes back. Co-pays for certain prescriptions that the older you get, you know, you become familiar with your pharmacist because you got to get it refilled every month. But the ever-changing landscape of me staying overnight in a hospital, forget about surgical procedures, forget about do I want the applesauce for dinner or not. I want to know what you can do for me, or is that pretty much one size fits all?
No.
Overnight stays.
Not at all. And I'm so thankful you brought that up, Rob, because by carrier in our very region here, I mean, we have some very big names that offer Medicare insurance for our listening audience, and every single carrier treats it differently. So it is definitely
not. So it's different with all of them?
Every one of them.
There's no flat rate.
There can be flat rate available.
Okay.
Where no matter how long you're in for, you just pay a copay of $700.
But I don't want to be, I want to have a room. I don't want to be in the hallway here.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
And you won't have to worry about that. Again, okay. Because of how competitive things are.
I'm just saying, I want to make, not that they're going to do that to you. I want to make sure I make the right choice.
Yes. And that's what we're passionate about doing, because we try to get people aligned where possible. We try to get them aligned with programs where they have a flat inpatient hospital copay. If you're in there one day, if you're in there 15 days, it's the same dollar
amount. See, this is why I'm bringing all this up. Just like the pandemic has kept people out from getting routine checkups, which is a bad thing. You need to get checkups. You need to get your medicine. If there's a select surgery that you have to get done to give you relief, being pain-free, hip, knee, whatever, get it done. Okay, I highly believe in the healthcare system. I'm a huge fan of people like the Allegheny Health Network and others. But let me just say this. I think what's happened to a lot of people are afraid to go because of the amount of money they're going to spend. They're thinking about a hospital stay before they're even told they have to stay.
Mm-hmm.
They have a particular problem, hearing, eyes, whatever. They don't go dentist because they don't know about money and where they're going and, you know, this pandemic and all of the fear there. But I think they also go, I'm fine. I want to go home.
Well,
so they're not even being truthful with the doctor because it's not about missing home. They don't want to pay that bill.
Or I think the last leg of it is, We don't want to get that bad news that something could be wrong.
Well, if it's being paid for, I think I'll handle it a little bit better because it's all about my children now.
Yeah, I gotcha.
But you know what I'm saying.
I do.
I mean, but if you get, listen, if you have saved X amount of dollars and you're going to have somebody invest it, roll it over, whatever, your 401k, you know what you're getting from Social Security, because most of us, sad to say, that's all we're going to get, okay?
Right? Yeah.
Because we've worked our whole life, but you know what? It is what it is. The world has changed. But if we know that if we stay in here, it's going to be a $50,000 tab and we only have $35.99 in the 401k, I mean, would you rather go out with a smile or writing checks for money you don't have? Come on.
I understand. No, so let me put everybody's fears to rest when it comes out. And that's a very logical point you bring up. And something
all this stuff is what the real world thinks about.
And talking to the real world then, let me explain that there's no such situation when it comes to Medicare. If you have something, whether it be an Advantage plan or a Medicare supplement, otherwise known as a Medigap, if you have one of those, you will not be saddled with a bill like that. But if you're somebody, and there are people out there like this, if you're somebody who has just Medicare Part A and Part B, and that's it because you don't want to pay any more premiums, I understand that feeling. But that's very much a reality. It very easily could be that you're facing a large bill like that just because you don't have something to back it up. So quit thinking that this is hard. We're here to make it easy. We're here to make it comprehensive, and we're here to make it very affordable for you. So again, the live advisors, I have a team of them in the office right now, best in the business, 888-818-6334. They can alleviate those concerns, Rob.
Listen, my father, who was my age then, and I was 38, sadly, his life was winding down. I was 38, and I said, am I getting old? He said, old? He goes, when you're 55 or so, he goes, that's when things will change. The hearing won't be as sharp. You'll moan a little bit when you get out of bed, and you won't be able to see the newspaper. So here it is all these years later. What am I wearing on my face right now?
You got some glasses.
End of story.
Yeah.
My vision is going. My hearing is going. I'm old now. Mm-hmm. I have a lot of life ahead of me, hopefully. But what I'm trying to tell you is time stands still for no one.
Nobody.
So that's why if you're out there listening to me and you're thinking like I am, and I believe the majority of people are, they need to call MediConnect.
Look, I mean, we open up the show with it. The election happened. It's in our, you know, I know that there's still news happening around it, but by and large, the things that we can control, it's out of our hands now. focus on you because he is right. Time does not
stand. It doesn't.
It's
you don't
moving.
Want to put this off till Monday. You want to call today.
Call today. Call soon. Call when you have the availability because, again, it doesn't have to be as painful as it was when you first got on to Medicare. And that is something I do want to talk about because I met with a lovely lady named Patty out in Greensburg area as well. This poor lady, she got on to Medicare a couple months ago, and her broker only worked with one company. So she offered what she had to the availability, what she could. And as a result, her coverage wasn't really what it should have been. So thankfully, we came in and helped her and got her the coverage she really wants. But that could have been a fatal mistake when it comes to her finances surrounding her health care. Because she worked with somebody that offered one company. So I'm going to beat up on her again. Joe Namath out in Nebraska or those call centers down in Texas, they don't know the backyard like we do. They don't know the health conditions that are prevalent around here. They don't know the specialties.
They haven't spent time in these healthcare facilities.
They haven't.
And they've not had to negotiate the insurances and all the stuff that comes with it. You guys have.
I mean, if you talk to Joe Namath about what Hillman is, he probably wouldn't mean anything to him. For us, as soon as that gentleman called, I knew exactly what he unfortunately was facing, just like many of the listeners.
But listen, on a positive note, how fortunate we are to have the Hillman Center.
Absolutely.
To have the Allegheny Health Network, to have UPMC.
Without a doubt. And that was what we talked about in the second segment. Again, we want to make sure that these facilities and doctors and specialists, they are accessible to you because there's a lot of companies out there where you align yourself with them. Unfortunately, you don't get to go see whoever you want. There are ways that we can make sure that pretty much this whole entire landscape is open for you.
One of the things that I always enjoy whenever I would go visit someone in a hospital or be in a hospital, get that cup of coffee, go to the cafeteria, get to know the employees. You feel more at ease. And that's why I love MediConnect so much. Because you folks, I talk to you every week, and I realize the future isn't bad. It could actually be good. It could be great. It's just about building relationships, and that's what you guys do every day.
It's what we do every day, and I'll also say, I mean, when we come across people who have Medicare and they have horror stories around it, unfortunately, it's people who didn't get the proper education. Because if you take the time to know what's available, oftentimes you're loving Medicare.
Tell them the number.
888-818-6334. Live Advisor standing by through the noon hour.
Great show.
Thank you. All great right. To be with you.
You're welcome. 888-818-6334. MediConnect. Have a great day.